this is Harlan Kilsdien from meditationtechniques.co, and I'd like to welcome you to Getting Started with Meditation. Now, I have no idea how much or how little you know about meditation, but this recording is aimed at getting you started and helping you transform your life with meditation.
By developing a regular meditation practice, which this set of recordings will help you do, your life will become the life you've always wanted. Now, many years ago, there was a cartoon where a group of computer scientists were staring at a room full of paper that was flying out of a computer. And someone came in to look at the scientists as if to say, "What's going on here?" And the scientists answered, "We asked the computer to give us all of the things that chicken soup cures." Well, if you ask the computer, "What are the benefits of meditation?" it would not fill up a room. It would fill up buildings and buildings. Because meditation will add benefits that will extend to your own health, to your business, to sports, to closer family and ties of friendship, to deeper sensuality and a more passionate life, to enjoy life more fully with a greater sensory awareness, to an inner sense of peace and joy, and to walk along the path of inner mastery and power. Now, a 2005 study of Newsweek magazine found that nearly one-third of all Americans say that they meditate daily. And yet, how to meditate and how to get started with meditation, especially in our busy lifestyles, is so challenging. People have lots of questions about meditation, and this session is to begin answering your questions and showing you that adding meditation to your lifestyle is something that you want to do. There are a lot of questions people have about meditation, and we're going to answer them. One at a time, we're going to walk you through them in this recording. In our next recording, we're going to talk about some of the challenges people have, many of them based on false beliefs, in getting started with meditation. So that by the time you finish recording number one and recording number two, you'll be ready for our guided meditation sessions. You'll love them. So the first question that comes up from time to time is people wanting to know, is meditation against my religion? And the answer to that is absolutely not. Meditation is associated with all religions and with no religions. Inside studies of meditation, there have been people who have meditated who have been Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist, or Hindu, and many, many more. There have also been traditions of meditation in native religions, in Native American religions, Native African religions, Native South American religions. You name the religion, and there is a practice of meditation or vision associated with it. So it's absolutely impossible to say that meditation is against your religion. As a matter of fact, meditation isn't associated with any particular religion, and even if you don't believe in any religion, you can benefit from meditation. Now, meditation in our Western culture is associated in many people's mind with Eastern religions. Do I have to be a Hindu or a Buddhist to meditate? Do I have to sit in front of a statue in order to meditate? And again, the answer is absolutely not. As you're going to discover, meditation is for everyone. The biggest objection to meditation, surprisingly, is not the religious objection. The biggest objection is that I don't have time to meditate. People believe that they need to sit in meditation for hours because that's the image they have of someone living in a cave in the Himalayas wearing little more than a loincloth, sitting there and doing nothing all day. And that's meditation. You'll be surprised to discover that businessmen on Wall Street, congressmen in Washington, rulers all over the world set aside time for meditation. Meditation can be done in minutes. And as you'll discover, the more you meditate, the more you'll connect it to your lifestyle so that meditation and your day-to-day activities will begin to merge and become one. As you become familiar with the teachings, as you become familiar with the practices, which you can do, you will not only fit them into your lifestyle, you will discover that you're not limited by time. If you're busy in your business, or you're a parent at home with lots of people to take care of, there is time for you to meditate. Now, again, a lot of people think that they can't meditate because they need to sit in the lotus pose with their legs on top of each other. And if you tried that, you'd probably never move again. You'd be stuck or your legs would be badly injured. You don't need to meditate in any particular pose. You can meditate sitting. You can meditate standing. Included in this program is a walking meditation. We'll talk about how to set yourself up for meditation, but please shed some of these ideas which have crept into the common thought stream about what you have to do about meditation. Meditation is entirely customizable to fit into your lifestyle. And you don't need to meditate for hours. You can grab a few minutes here or there. Anytime that you can grab a minute, you can go inside and meditate. In fact, our guided meditations are just about 10 minutes long so that if you can get 10 minutes, we can work together and meditate. And what if you don't have 10 minutes? Any part of the meditation that you can listen to will be of benefit for you. Now, there are a lot of people, again, who are used to a culture where everything is instant. There's instant coffee. There's instant tea. And the instant tea already has instant lemon and instant sugar in it. Well, meditation isn't instant. If you do one of my guided meditations, you'll notice some changes. But life changes that can take place with meditation do not happen in 1 minute. You'll know it's working by the way you feel, and how good you feel when the meditation is over. So I invite you to commit yourself to a process, not an instant solution. Now, what do you need to get started practically in meditation? Well, many people feel comfortable in doing their meditation in a particular spot. Now, it could be sitting up in bed after you've gotten awake in the morning and perhaps gone to the washroom. That's fine. It could be a quiet corner of your house. But if you don't have a quiet corner, that's okay too. As we've said before, you could be walking, you could be standing someplace, you could be sitting in a train on the way to work. It just needs to be a place where you can be with your thoughts. And as you become more accomplished, it really doesn't matter what's going on outside. So if you ride to work every day in a New York taxi cab that's darting in and out and switching lanes and there are cars honking, you can meditate there too. Now, if you do have the ability to set aside a space for meditation, what you might want to do is get a comfortable chair for meditation. Or, if you're flexible enough, you might want to sit against the floor, perhaps with your back against the wall, and get some cushions or a chair that will be comfortable for you to sit, let's say for 10 minutes at a time to get started. Please take the advice of starting with small sessions of meditation rather than saying, well, I'm going to sit in meditation for 2 hours. It's my experience that people who try to start out that way not only don't last the 2 hours, but never go back to meditation again. There are people who decorate a corner of their area where they're going to meditate with special colors or special pictures or items that have significance for them. You could put there family pictures. You could put there pictures of a leader, spiritual, that you admire, or someone who has helped change the world and that you'd like to be inspired by. Some people enjoy meditating with a candle burning. Absolutely up to you, a scented candle or perhaps some incense. There's no requirement that you use any of that. There are some people who like to have quiet music in the background. In our recorded sessions, we have quiet music in the background. And you can get meditation music to play that fits your style. Remember, it'll probably be easiest for you if you look for some recordings of nature sounds such as oceans or waves, or perhaps what they call New Age music to get you started. Over time, you'll discover what works best for you. If you were to learn how to play golf, you would probably hire a golf pro at one of the golf courses or one of the driving ranges, and you would probably spend weeks, if not months, learning how to stand with the club and how to address the ball and how to swing at the ball. And then you'd spend additional time learning how to conduct yourself on the course, what's proper etiquette for golf. And it would take a while, and you would still need to practice to develop any level of competency in the game. Relax. Meditation is much easier than that. There is no level of competency. There's no scoring. I'm a better meditator than you are. And when we get into our next session talking about distractions, you'll understand that when it comes to meditation, all people are indeed created equal. There's no one who meditates better than you or worse than you. Everyone just meditates according to their own self, according to their own needs. There is no judgment when it comes to meditation. How long you sit, how attractive your meditation area is, none of those are important at all. The only thing that matters is that you set aside some time whenever you can so you can meditate and benefit. Now, there are many, many types of meditation, and none of them are right or wrong. None of them are better than others. Remember, there's no judgment when it comes to meditation. So I'm going to go through some of the different types of meditation that there are and explain what they are. And in our sessions, especially in part 3 and part 4, when we go through different sessions, we're giving you examples of different types of meditation so you can discover what fits into your lifestyle and which you can connect to the most. So the first type of meditation is a mindfulness meditation. Mindfulness meditation comes from some Buddhist roots, and it's also known as Vipassana meditation. Sometimes they call it insight meditation. Now, it doesn't have to be connected to Buddhism at all. The goal of mindfulness meditation is to see things as they really are. And what are the instructions for mindfulness meditation? Quite simple. Be open and live in the moment. There is no focusing on the future. There's no dwelling on the past. In mindfulness meditation, you experience living and being in the present. The goal of mindfulness meditation is turning everything in your life into a meditative experience. Tying your shoes, turn it into a meditation. Taking out the garbage, turn it into a meditation. Driving the kids to school, another opportunity to meditate. Sitting down with an angry person in customer service, another opportunity to practice mindfulness. Now, a lot of people are familiar with another type of meditation that's called mantra meditation. In mantra meditation, you repeat a word or a phrase. Made popular by transcendental meditation, this was the group that the Beatles popularized in the 1960s. You repeat a word or a phrase. In TM, they explained that the word or the phrase was extremely special to you. But the truth of the matter is that you can get benefit by repeating anything. Now, in a lot of different spiritual paths, they choose a phrase that has meaning for them. It could be a prayer phrase, it can be a praise phrase, whatever it is, you can have benefit by repeating it. How long do you begin a period of mantra meditation? I'm going to suggest that 10 minutes should be your upper limit for starters. What are some examples of mantra meditation? Well, in the ancient Jewish tradition, a rabbi repeated the phrase in Hebrew, Master of the Universe, and just said it over and over again. Now, you can pick something in your religion or live peace or be peace, whatever's appropriate for you. And just sit down, begin to breathe more deeply, and just inhale and say something like, live peace, and then exhale and say, breathe peace. And pay attention to the flow of energy in your body. When I do mantra meditation, I close my eyes, and after a while, the mantra fades away, and I begin to have all kinds of interesting experiences and visions inside my head. Now, that's not to say that your experience will be the same. Most likely it won't. But be open for what happens to you. When doctors advise their patients to begin meditation, most typically they're advising them to begin meditation for relaxation. There are a lot of different types of relaxation. One involves relaxing all of the muscles in your body, perhaps starting with your toes and working your way up to your head, or starting with your head and working your way down to your toes. The order doesn't matter. In one of our meditations, we practice relaxation meditation so that you can experience it. Relaxation meditation has a profound effect on your body and on your blood pressure. Now, another type of very powerful meditation, simple but powerful, is breathing meditation. And there are examples of breathing meditation in our later sections. Breathing meditation offers you possibly the fastest way to change your state. And if you're tense or stressed out, following some of our breathing meditations will rapidly transform your state and lead you into a state where you can grow, where you can change, and you can develop the type of life that you want. Another type of meditation is concentration or contemplation on something. It could be, as very traditional over the years, looking at a candle and paying close attention to the flame. Or it could be contemplating looking at something in nature, a tree, or a flower. This type of meditation, again, produces results that change your inner experience and help you deal with your busy day. Another type of meditation that many people like to do is going into a pleasant memory of a calming place and remembering that calming place. Perhaps a place where you were on vacation, perhaps a place where you were when you were a child. Going to that calming place brings back that state of calm through a technique called anchoring. And many people who are stressed out just remember that sense of calm. If you remember the movie Citizen Kane, one of the items that was saved was the sled called Rosebud. And Rosebud was an anchor of a gentler time that helped Citizen Kane get calm much more quickly. Now, depending on your tradition, where you come from, what your spiritual traditions are, reading or reflecting on sacred writings is a meditative process. And so you might want to sit down and read something that inspires you wherever you pull the source, even self-help literature, something that will help improve you, and sit down, get comfortable, and begin to think about what you just read and applying it to your life. This, too, is a perfectly valid form of meditation. Just set aside some time. Again, our recommendation is about 10 minutes to get started, and you'll notice an immediate change. Now, one of our most fun types of meditation is called walking meditation. And in a walking meditation, you're obviously up, you're out of your chair, your comfortable space. You can do this on a busy street, or you could do this in a quiet park. And you turn your walking into a meditation. I think you'll enjoy the walking meditation that we've included. And the one that many people look forward to is called mindful eating. And in mindful eating, you can take any food item and turn it into a meditation. And we've included a process called the chocolate meditation. And that's one of the sessions that you're going to enjoy. How did I learn the chocolate meditation? When I was a young boy, my grandfather used to buy a Hershey bar. And the Hershey bar, of course, was divided into many, many sections. Now, if you gave me the Hershey bar and, you know, said, here's a Hershey bar, well, that Hershey bar would have lasted about 2 minutes. But what my grandfather used to do is he used to take a little section of that Hershey bar and put it in his mouth. And he used to keep that little piece going for a long time. Sometimes as long as a half hour, it would melt and he would savor the flavor and enjoy it. And if you looked at him, you saw that he was having a wonderful experience enjoying just a tiny piece. We say that the chocolate meditation is like a chocogasm, that it's an incredibly sensual experience taking place that you'll want to enjoy. When you get to the chocolate meditation, you'll want to have a new bar of chocolate ready and just be ready for a new and exciting experience when you get to the chocolate meditation. Okay, Harlan, I get it. There are all these different types of meditation, but what do I do? How do I meditate? Well, we're going to be talking about that in our next session, but I want you to know that meditation is not like going to school and getting a grade. If you can think of it, you're probably doing it right. Which technique is best for you? Try all the techniques that we show you. You may want to use some on one day and some on another. You may want to use some in the evening or some during your busy day. Our quick stress buster meditation may work for you when things are crazy in the house or crazy at work. Or a contemplation meditation or reflecting on sacred writings or self-improvement writings may be a time when you're sitting at the beach or in a quiet park. The person who's in charge of your meditation is you. Now, if you have questions about meditation, we have a Facebook page that you can participate in and ask your questions. It's called Meditation Techniques Daily. And you can find us on Facebook, and we'll be happy to help you grow with your meditation. And you can ask us any question at all, and it would be our personal privilege to help you grow and help you make meditation part of your life. We'll see you in the next section.